time we talk Riverside girls basketball now in our locker room chats with head coach Tim Stillman on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, Riverside, a 1-1 start to the year, a solid victory over Troy last Friday, 50-25, and then on Tuesday night, a tough loss to Donovan West on the road, 49-43. So, coach, really pretty good, though, to start this year for your girls. What have been your overall thoughts on the first two games?
I think the defensive pressure that we've been bringing has been really good. It shows that, you know, the growth we've had in this program. We're focusing a lot more on defense and practice and less on offense. And just kind of adopted a philosophy that, you know, we'll worry about offense if we're scoring off of our defensive turnovers. So the girls are doing really, really good. I think the growth is going to come. It's just a matter of trusting our process.
Yeah, and I know against Donovan West, you had chances in that game, but they got away from you a little bit there in the third quarter. Just too many turnovers in that one. Is that what you kind of equate to what happened on against Donovan West?
Yeah, they came out and, you know, a little bit of pressure at the beginning of the third quarter, and we just kind of forgot how to break a press. And I think we had 12 turnovers there in that one quarter. And, you know, that pretty much hurt us right there. I think they jumped up on us maybe 14 points at one. Point in the game, and we fought back. We got some good things going out of that game that showed me a little bit of, you know, fighting them, so that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, through the first couple of games, is there anybody that has maybe stepped up that you didn't quite expect, or anybody that has just stepped up in general for you here that you've liked so far?
You know, I tell you what, you know, the success of Taylor Weiser last year has everybody keying, and she's catching a lot of double, and I mean, even Troy triple teamed her, and you know, it's making us rethink our whole offense now. Last night, Zoe Hayes, I mean, she was on fire last night. I think she was 4-for-4 from the 3-point line. Just came out and just lit it up. And then Megan O'Grady, another senior, she contributed, I think, 3 3-pointers as well in that game. And even her sister, Abby, came in and had some key things going on as well. Hallie Studer still solid at the point. Tania Ewing is another one that's stepping up big. So the nice thing of it is, for us to be successful this year, we're going to have to literally spread out the wealth of the scoring, and that'll take some of the pressure off Taylor, and hopefully we can get her more involved.
Now you look at here to Friday, you've got Royal Valley coming to town. They've had kind of a tough start here to the year. What do you look at here with Royal Valley then on Friday?
You know, Royal Valley's always a tough team to scout. He's always had some good shooters down there, and, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted. But I don't really think that their record is any indication of how good that team really is. So we're going to look at some film tonight. We're going to do a little bit of prep work and hopefully have a good game plan coming into Friday night.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 1-1 start here and that win over Troy. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Tim Stillman, head coach of the Riverside Girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They are brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office on the MSC Sports Radio Network.